Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Arnie Yourcev. Marnie, good morning to you, Arnie.
Good morning.
We want to talk about the Southwest Iowa Artist Show that's coming up. And so I guess start with the details. Where and when, what time, that good stuff.
Well, the show will be held Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Heritage House. It's the Area 9 Artists Guild Show, which includes nine counties of the western part of Iowa. Mary Warish is our chairperson. We have everything from acrylic paintings to oil paintings. We have people that do ceramic work, wood sculptures, plus other mediums.
I'm glad you mentioned those, because I think for some of us, when we hear the word art show, we still think of drawings, paintings, you know, something on a canvas on the wall, and it's so much more.
Yes, it is. I mean, there's so many talented people around that it's just amazing. There's wood carvers, wood turners.
And, of course, metal workers.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to run into.
We just happened to mention that because, of course, Arnie does the metal work. And we'll talk a little bit about that, because I know you've gotten some good recognition for the work that you've done, I think, both at the state fair as well as locally. Is that correct?
Well, I didn't get in the state fair. I tried it once, and so I haven't done that, but I've went to a state show. I got second place at one state show, and 2 years ago at the state level, I got the People's Choice Award, which, to me, that's the most important one.
Right, right. And that People's Choice, I'm thinking, I could be wrong, was on your big eagle? No?
That was on a big life-size wild turkey.
Turkey, okay.
Yep.
And, you know, Arnie, a lot of us, we think of metal, we just think of, I don't know, gray and so on. But yours are very colorful because you know how to heat the metal.
Yes. My work is, I do semi-dimensional all the way to fully dimensional work. And for all the indoor pieces, the metal's ground down, completely shiny, and then it's heat colored. So all the colors you see in my work are created by heat. For outdoor sculptures, I always recommend just let them rust. They'll rust to a chocolate brown, and you never have to maintain them.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's the real advantage. Yeah. And I know, and we'll get back to the show in a little bit, but I know, Arnie, you do teeny tiny little things, and then you do great big things. What's the biggest thing you've ever done?
Well, the biggest thing I've done is a driveway archway that was 24 foot wide, 22 feet, I believe it was, to the bottom arch. And it had pheasants and quail and wild grapevines. And then I hid all kinds of different critters in it, from rabbits to snakes to grasshoppers. So
if somebody's going to look at that, they couldn't just walk through. They need to stand there and look at it a little bit to find all the creatures, I think. And that's the joy of it. And I think it's probably part of your joy, too, isn't it, in figuring out how to put all that together?
Oh, yes. I love challenges. When people come to me, and some people come and they have an idea in their mind what they want, but they can't really tell me. So I'll pick their mind for a while. And probably the most important thing I work into my work is their personality. If someone's really jovial or real serious, when I do preliminary sketches of trying to come up with what they want, the number one thing is to work their personality into the sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. And when you're saying that, I'm thinking of other artwork too. If it's the artwork that appeals to people, it they all have some kind of emotion in them.
Yes. Oh yeah. There's personal attractions to what they want. You know, I've done farm scenes. I've done pictures of people's sculptures of people's dog, and they want exactly their dog in exactly that position. And so when you catch the exact thing they want, and you see the smile on your face, it makes what I do worthwhile.
You bet. And I know you work a lot of hours, so you need to get that that kind of emotional payment, I think, for it. So, Arnie, in this group now, somebody said, oh, I didn't even know there was this group, and I have some artwork that I would like to bring. Can they still do that? And, you know, there's a membership fee, I understand.
There's a $25 membership fee, but they could bring art even this weekend and pay when they get there to join the Artist Guild. And they could exhibit theirs and have it judged and so forth.
Okay. And like you said earlier, all kinds of things. I mean, I think photography has really blossomed in terms of the artistic work that people do, that it really fits the criteria for artistic work. I'm not sure if you've had any at the show, but I think some quilts really can be categorized as artwork also.
Oh, yes, they could. I've never seen quilts there, and I'm not really sure how that works into the Artist Guild, but my wife's a quilter, and so I know what's involved
yes.
with quilting and the artwork involved.
Right.
It's a very specialized talent in itself.
That's right, yeah. So if somebody is listening and says, well, you know, I'm new to the community, and I do some artwork, I'd like to maybe get in on this, where they can come at 9 o'clock, I believe, on Saturday morning at Heritage House and pay the $25 fee and get entered.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
And then it's also open to the public. That's part of the joy, I think, is for you to be able to show things to the public. Can they come anytime during
yeah.
the day?
It's totally open to the public from 9 to 3. They can come and view everything and spend as much time as they want. We do have a short business meeting in the middle there, but they're welcome to come even though we're having that.
Okay. And you probably want to wait till after 9, since that's when it's first open. Probably maybe after 10 might be the best time, because more people will have their artwork there by then. But the door won't be closed. It's just that if you want to see more artwork, you might come after 10. And what about what else happens during the day? You know, the art is there on display. You have a business meeting. I think some of the things get judged.
Yes. After the lunch, the judge usually over the lunch period, more or less, does the judging. And then when we come back, he has presented all the ribbons. And then he does a critique on mainly the first and second place, or if somebody personally wants a critique, even if they didn't place, the judge will critique their work and give them ideas and tips and mm-hmm. so on and so forth. So it's very educational. And once in a while, we'll have somebody there that'll do a demonstration besides.
Okay.
So
you never know. And then this is the Southwest Iowa part of the Iowa Artists Group. And so as I understand, some of those will go on to another show?
Yes. The people that win blue ribbons at our Area 9 show, that entitles them to go to the state show. And at the state show, of course, it's all the areas, everybody that's gotten blue ribbons is entitled to come and join in the state show, which is basically the same criteria where they get judged and critiqued and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's a great opportunity for artists to show their work and get some critiquing if they want that. And it's also a great opportunity for all of us who aren't artists to come and appreciate your work. I say, I couldn't do that, but I can really appreciate what other people do. And that's an important part of that back and forth in the art world, I think.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And it's fun just to mingle with people that are interested in the same thing you are. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm kind of different than everybody else because I'm in the metal art, but I really see the painters and stuff like that, they have a real connection, and they learn something from each other every time we're there. So
it becomes a social as well as an educational event. So again, time and place for this artist show?
That'll be Saturday from 9. The exhibits open from 9 till 3.
Okay. At Heritage House?
Yes.
And no fee. Just come and enjoy.
Yep.
All right. We want to thank you very much, Arnie Yursa, for coming in to visit with us today. And until next time, here's a thought. Happiness is not a station you arrive at, but rather a manner of traveling.